Audio 7.70.
Roll away the dawn, roll away the dawn, and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty.
Listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. It is Wednesday. It is the 11th of May in the year 2005. And I do hope you had a lovely day today. We've had 2 days that have been just like summertime, and the birds are singing, and flowers are coming up, and it's just awesome. And boy, it sure feels like it's been a long time coming. As I promised you, folks, our guest this evening is Gary Barnes. We're going to be talking about nutrition and health. And it's so timely. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and I've put it off for way too long. Let's begin with our spiritual message. And we did this last night, and I want to do it again tonight. This is from John 4, and beginning with verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And in verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. God is love. And Gary Barnes, thank you so much for being with us tonight, dear. Gary.
Yes, Jackie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you.
No. I'm really looking forward to our visit this evening, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Gary, do you know about Codex Alimentarius?
No, I'm not familiar.
We haven't talked about this. Of course, we haven't had really much time to spend a lot of time chatting, and I know you've been so busy. Codex Alimentarius, there's a lot of people that don't know about it, but it is an international thing. Of course, it emanates from the United Nations, but what they're doing, and they've been working at this for a long time, Gary, is their intention is to actually control. They call it harmonizing all of the around the world globally, harmonizing the requirements and standards and et cetera for vitamins and food supplements. But it includes herbs, too. And they mean this. I mean, this is imminent. It's, you know, one of those that they plan on having it. And when they do, there are a couple of countries already that have already opted into this thing. And if I'm not mistaken, it might be Australia, but I'm not sure. They're going to literally limit the dosages of vitamins that we would be able to take, and what we would be allowed to take would be so minimal that it would be very ineffective. And they're also planning on having the drug companies will control it all. They'll formulate the vitamins, and then we will get our vitamins by prescription only.
In fact, that's what I understand. Most of the European countries right now are already that way.
Well, they're getting there. If they aren't, I'm pretty sure Australia is, and maybe they are, Gary. But you see, the U.S. is working on getting into this too. In fact, when I was talking to our listeners about MSM Plus, I said this in seriously, that I am very seriously thinking of buying it, buy the case and stocking it up, because there is a possibility in the not too distant future we're not going to be able to do it. And with all of the pollution in the air, the chemtrails and the MTBE in the drinking water and the food that people are eating today, and even if we organic garden, we don't know what's in our soil because of what's coming out of the sky. And it seems that the immune system is being challenged on just a constant basis, until that maybe the immune system gets so worn out that when something comes along, then people cannot fight it off. And I cannot think of, there's just a few things that really high priority in my mind. And number one, of course, is to have our spiritual house in order, Gary.
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah, but to be able to have access to at least the basics, a real good multi-mineral and vitamin C and MSM Plus, these are the basics of what the body needs. And that's why I think it's so important to talk about this, and why I'm so glad you're on with us tonight. Would you give our listeners a bit of a background on you, Gary? Do you mind, honey?
Oh, I don't mind a bit.
And your experience and...
Surely. I have been in the nutrition industry for about 30 years.
Can you speak up just a little? I'm having a little difficulty hearing you.
Surely. Let me adjust the volume here, too.
Oh, thank you.
I have been in the nutrition industry for about 30 years.
Uh-huh.
I've worked primarily in the manufacturing side as a contract manufacturer, and have worked with companies that make many of the products that you may see on store shelves at health food stores and in the nutrition section of grocery stores. Some very large companies are companies that we've made products for. You talked about the Codex Alimentaria. I hadn't heard it referred to by that name before, but I'm very familiar with what they're trying to do. You may find this interesting, Jackie, on the USRDAs for vitamins and herbs and things. Do you know how those were established?
No.
Let me just give you... Let me give you a 30-second sketch of that. They took laboratory animals and gave them a very controlled diet. And let's say, as an example, vitamin C.
Uh-huh.
They were able to measure exactly how much vitamin C they were giving these lab rats. And when they were still healthy, they would decrease the amount of vitamin C they gave them. Observe them. If they were still healthy, they decreased it down some more, and they kept doing this until the animals would get sick. And then they would say, aha, we now know how much vitamin C, as an example, it takes to maintain good health. Therefore, this level, if you get below it, you get sick. And so this level will be what we call
minimum
daily requirement. Now, let me ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
How would you like it if they said, let's do that with money? Let's see if you can live on $1,000 a month. If you're still alive at the end of the month, we'll decrease it down to $500.
Right.
If you're still alive, we'll cut it down to $100. And finally they say, this is the minimum amount of money you need to stay alive.
In other words, just barely to sustain life.
Precisely.
Not to promote or create health.
Not to promote or create health or what the optimal level would be. None of that was ever considered.
Mm-hmm.
All they looked at is, what does it take to not get sick?
And this is how they set every single standard?
I'm afraid it is.
When did they start doing this? Do you have a timeline on that, Gary?
They started doing that research back in the 50s and 60s. And it has just been continued since then. No one has ever done serious research on the optimal levels. And so that's why many of the manufacturers of good quality nutritional products, if you read the labels, you'll see that it contains 10,000 times of the USRDA value of, for example, vitamin B6, or 2,000 times the amount of vitamin C, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's getting you up to where your body can really use these instead of the bare necessities.
Well, why am I not surprised? This is news to me, and health and nutrition has basically been my life work up until about 12 years ago, mm-hmm. when I got involved in this side of life. And then, of course, it is, I don't know if you call it avocation, a mission maybe, but this is totally new to me, what you just said. And I never questioned it.
And, you know, most people don't question it. They say they look at the USRDAs and say, okay, I'm only supposed to have, you know, for example, vitamin C. I only need 67 milligrams a day. So that's all I'm going to take.
Uh-huh.
And yet you and I know that 2,000 milligrams a day, or 2 grams a day, or 3 grams a day is so much better.
Yeah.
And that's why people who are serious about maintaining their health will always take more than the USRDA.
Yes. And I've been doing that for many, many years, Gary. Well, you know, the first book I read on nutrition was Adele Davis, Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit.
You know, that was the first book I ever read.
Was it, Gary?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that was my Bible for a while. I mean, I could go to a page if I was looking for something. But I, over the years, you know, became acquainted with and had friends. One was a biochemist,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Tat Smith. He was in St. Louis. And we had lots of conversation, and he would just shake his head. He said, you know more about nutrition than any doctor, but then a lot of nutritionists do. I said, it's because I read so much, and it does make sense, and you retain it. But so it's been a long, long time. But I went, when I first read that book, and Nicole was a baby, so that would have been 30-some years ago. Oh, my, Gary, I wondered how we had all stayed alive.
I know.
You know, when I read her book, and I had all the many classic symptoms of B deficiency.
Oh.
Yeah, I did, because I was trying to stay away from carbohydrates. You know, keep my weight down, you know.
Oh, yes.
That fad that was, I'll tell you what, my girls got through their growing up years with a minimal amount of. In fact, their friends' parents would come to me, and quite a few of them wound up getting their children and their own families on vitamins because they wondered, why doesn't Nicole, you know, get sick? She seems to never have colds or get flus, and so then I would just talk to them, and they always came back and said, thank you, Gary.
Oh, that is so good that you were able to do that for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this is what I hope that we can do for our listeners, is to have them know and understand maybe just some basic, you know, certain things like vitamin B and C, the water-soluble vitamins. If they get a one a day, it isn't enough, because my understanding is that once the B is gone through the small intestine, the body, even if there is some there, the body can't absorb it.
Often that is the case, yes, unfortunately.
So, what do you have in mind that you would, if you do, that you would like to share with our listeners? I don't really have questions for you.
Okay.
You know, you've always got, so when we talk, for example, a very dear friend of mine, and I won't say a name, and I know you know who I'm speaking of, who found out that she had lupus.
Yes.
And you gave her information on what she should and shouldn't eat, and some of the supplements, and she's doing just wonderfully. Because you have a depth of knowledge that goes way beyond my basics of nutrition.
Oh, you're very kind, Jackie. I appreciate that. I do enjoy helping people to address the various issues that they may be dealing with, and perhaps that's maybe a good jumping off point to get on to our topic tonight of MSM, because I think that as I've looked at the whole nutritional spectrum, MSM is probably the one nutritional product, and I take a lot of different products every day, and my company, you know, we sell about 60 different nutritional products. But MSM is the one that really makes the difference.
MSM Plus that makes the difference, Gary.
That is correct. We add some ingredients to MSM, which makes it more effective, and that's why we call it MSM Plus.
Yeah.
let me tell you a little bit about MSM. Do you remember, about 30 years ago, Jackie, a product called DMSO?
Yes, I do. The veterinarians used it.
Yes.
Uh-huh, and people used to get it from their vets?
That is correct.
Yeah.
They used it on racehorses, and very effective product. You could put it on, like, swollen joints, painful muscles, whether it was like an athletic injury or arthritis, and almost instantaneously it would take the pain away.
And will you speak up a little bit, please, Carrie?
Thank you for telling me, yes.
And thank you for doing that.
And it was a very effective product. The only problem with it is it had a kind of an obnoxious social side effect. It had the ability to exude through the pores of your body a very horrible, rotten egg sulfur smell. And so even though it would take the pain away almost instantaneously, nobody wanted to be around you. So it was pretty much taken off the market about 30 years ago because of that.
Now, was it sold for humans, or wasn't it basically available from the veterinarians?
It was a veterinarian product, yes.
But you mean even the veterinarians quit using it?
For the most part, you can still get it through a vet, but it's very difficult to obtain. But what they did was they started doing research on DMSO and found out there was a component in DMSO that did the pain alleviation. You know, it didn't have the odor to it, but it got rid of the pain. And that compound is called methyl sulfonyl methane.
Right.
Or MSM, as we call it today. It's a lot easier to say MSM than methyl sulfonyl methane.
And it is a biological form of sulfur.
100% biological, all natural occurring, very, very bioavailable. It's just an excellent component. And then over the years of researching with MSM, trying to figure out how to make it even more effective, we found that by adding vitamin C and then by adding cell salts or tissue salts to it, it became even more effective.
You know, if I read that in the patent medical study. Who did this patent medical study, Gary? Do you know?
The patent was written, if I recall correctly, by a gentleman by the name of William Jones, I believe. And he is the one who kind of did a lot of the research on this and applied for the patent. And it's just a tremendous product. MSM can be used for addressing a whole host of health issues.
Seems to me in the patent medical study they mention about 80.
Actually, it's closer to 200.
Is it?
Yes.
In the patent medical study?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't even know that it helped because this wasn't in there, the fibromyalgia.
That is correct.
I told you about our friend that we gave a bottle to her, you know, a half a pound to for her birthday. And she's free of it, Gary.
Oh, that is marvelous, Jackie.
That is very good news.
Yeah, it has been found. In fact, I think that they're still discovering a number of new uses for MSM Plus. Probably the most common things it is used for is for arthritis or other inflammatory joint-type conditions. It's also used for allergies a lot, whether it be foodborne.
Oh, yeah.
Pet allergies, airborne, you know, pollen.
Yep.
Very effective in eliminating the effects of those conditions. But like you say, in addition to that, it's good for things like lupus or for...
But digestive problems and also lungs.
Oh, yes.
And you know, there was one lady, you may remember this, I don't know if you do. It was when I first discovered it and when, you know, Platinum Edge went multi-level.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband had asbestosis, which they say there is no cure for.
Correct.
He was wearing an oxygen pack. And the thing is that sometimes, I told our listeners this, sometimes it seems almost miraculous that it really couldn't be happening. But if when you have your own experiences and friends, people close to you. But this woman called me within weeks after her husband was taking it. And she was almost yelling. She was so excited. But she said it would take him to make the stairs. Sometimes it could take him 10 minutes, because even with his oxygen, because he would just have to stop and catch his breath and then take another. And that morning, he had gone up the stairs without stopping one time and was not out of breath when he got there.
That is truly amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I hear stories like that all the time, Jackie.
Well, I will tell you this, too. I don't hear stories like this from people that, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but in the patent medical study, they mention the importance of the cell salts.
Yes.
That they have to be available. And then when you were first, you know, when they were first only in capsule form,
mm-hmm.
and there were me and Chuck and Jody, we all three were taking, we couldn't afford it. And that, you remember when I called and said, Gary, can't you get this in powder form? But I was looking for something that had this. There was nobody there. And I asked this one company, a pretty popular company, I guess. A lot of people were getting MSM, and they didn't have the cell salts. And I asked him, well, you know, was he aware of the patent medical study and what it said about it? And I don't think he said he was, but I asked him, well, where do we get the cell salts? He said, basically, from the same sources, we get MSM. And so, naturally, if our bodies are deficient in MSM, we're going to be deficient in the cell salts.
That is absolutely
And I think
correct.
That's why the people that I know that take MSM Plus, there have been such almost miraculous results from it.
That is true. And the wide spectrum of things that people tell me they are helped with just never ceases to amaze me, Jackie. I remember a gentleman who had been down in the Philippines.
In the where?
In the Philippines, in the jungles down there.
Okay.
And had gotten a very serious fungus that was growing under his toenails. And it had taken over, it had gotten so bad that he was losing his toenails. It had grown across the bottoms of his feet. And his feet were, they would crack and bleed, and it got to the point where he couldn't even walk because of the pain that was in his feet from this fungus, this tropical jungle fungus that got in there. He had been to a number of specialists, and they had used a whole array of antibiotics to kill it, all to no avail. Nothing worked. When he started taking MSM Plus, when I talked to him, he said it only took him 1 week of taking the product when he could walk comfortably again.
See, I know.
And he just amazed.
You mean he was at? It was ingesting it. It wasn't the MSM cream.
No, he was ingesting it. That's
wow.
correct. We did finally put it into a cream form as well.
I know. I love
application.
It. I know.
It's a wonderful skin moisturizer. It helps to smooth wrinkles, to add the tone back to the skin and make it soft. And it's a wonderful product for sunburn or windburn. It just does some wonderful things to the skin.
Yes. And you know what is so nuts? I told you this. I told our listeners this. Because when I was taking MSM regularly, well, I took it, I was waiting, you know, to see if it was going to work on that wrist that I had hurt really. I thought I was getting arthritis in the wrist. Maybe I was.
Mm-hmm.
I had been hoeing along the peat fence because, you know, you can't get the tiller up close enough.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. We have a lot of rocks in our soil. And when that hoe hits that rock, when you're really pounding,
oh,
it's unforgiving. And my right wrist was burning, and it was so painful. And so that was my main thing. Boy, I wanted to see what it was going to do for that. But I had had a bronchial wheeze, and I had had it, Gary, for years. And it was only when I lay down in bed at night, and I'd lay there reading, and that it was bothersome.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't real loud or anything, but, you know, I'd keep trying to clear it out. And it was within a couple, 3 weeks. And I was laying there reading one night, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm not wheezing. And of course, the wrist cleared up. But that was, to me, even more important. But the whole point is, wouldn't you think, knowing this, and my mom, I told our listeners about what happened with my mom when I sent it to her when she was having radiation therapy, you know, for her throat.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they told her that, you know, her throat was going to get very sore. She would probably lose her voice. It would be, you know, temporary, and she would probably be only being able to take liquids. And this was a 6-week course of radiation.
Hmm.
Well, I read it in the patent medical study that it eliminated the untoward of what do you call it? Radiation therapy. And when I called Mom to tell her about it, because she had some arthritis,
yes,
and she told me that they were going to do this because she had it, leukoplakia, on her vocal cords, and they found it that it had become cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, oh, my God, Mom, I got to get this stuff to you. And so I did, and she started taking it, and she said that she would have a little bit of soreness maybe for an hour after the treatment. But because I kept calling her, how you doing, Mom? Her voice sounded wonderful, and I'd say, you sound great. She says, honey, I feel great. And her doctors just couldn't believe it. She went through the whole 6 weeks, Gary.
Oh, that is.
And right towards the end, her throat was starting to get a little sore. I said, pick up the steam, Mom. Just increase your dose. You can't OD on MSM.
That's true.
And the sorts. Yeah, but you know what I love about it? If you OD on it, your body throws it off out into your skin. And your hair, Gary.
Which makes your hair grow thicker.
Yep.
And it, even when it's throwing out the excess, like you say, it does wonderful things for you.
Yeah, yeah. I told our listeners this. I started talking about it one night when we had a guest on, and it was rude of me because I totally, you know, he was talking about the chemtrails and what it's doing and all of the, you know, lung problems that people are having. And I got going on MSM, so I did talk about it. But I said, you know, I could go on for hours because there are so many people that you know that have taken it. And I've talked to people, and I mean, I don't do this, but, you know, if it would come up in a conversation, they're taking MSM, I would ask them, have you had, you know, good results? I don't know. Maybe. I suppose so. But MSM without the cell salts and the vitamin C is not going to be as effective, and I just know that.
That's right. Almost every day, Jackie, I get a phone call from one of the customers that have used our product, and they will tell me that they had been using MSM by a different manufacturer for, you know, 2 or 3 months. I remember one gentleman just a couple weeks ago told me he had been taking MSM from another manufacturer for over a year, and he couldn't feel any difference in it.
Yep.
But he had read so many studies about it. He said, I just knew that it should help, so I kept taking it, but I never really felt anything. And then he was introduced to our product, MSM Plus, which has the cell salts and the vitamin C, and he started taking it, and he called me just excited, and he said, you know, I've only been taking your product for about 10 days now,
yep,
and my arthritis pain is totally gone.
Yep.
And he was just so excited. Yes, it, without the cell salts, it just isn't the same.
Right. Right, and so I'm really glad that we have your product to talk about. And folks, I want you to know, and I think you do know this, it is not for me. There is nothing in this for me, and you know that, don't you, Gary?
That's correct.
But it's just, I cannot tell you for how long I've been wanting to talk about this to the listeners, but I haven't. But you know what? How could I? I wasn't taking it myself, Gary. I give it to my girls every day, you know, my dogs. The chickens get it in their drinking water, but I wasn't taking it, and maybe that's why. And I started taking it when I had this doggone lung thing flare up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never, I hope I don't lose my head and ever quit taking it again. It just seems so stupid. And besides that, there's no woman that doesn't want her skin looking nice.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what age we are. It doesn't. We have to take a break. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes. Folks, stay with us. And Gary Barnes and I will be back with you. Glad you're here tonight, Gary.
Thank you. I'm not sure if you can do about 50 minutes now.
We're okay. Doing, yes, absolutely.
You years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
All right, folks, we're back with you. In case you didn't get my address, let me give it one more time to you. It's P.O. Box 190, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, Pennsylvania, 16936, Jackie Petrou. And as I've told you many times, for the shortwave broadcast alone, the airtime is $140 an hour. And we're slipping behind again, folks. And I just cannot let it keep going behind, because you know that ultimately it is my responsibility. So if you listen to the broadcast and if you appreciate the information and you would like to see it stay on the air, don't think that, oh, well, somebody else will do it, because it's really up to you. It is yours. And, of course, you know that I wouldn't be able to share the information with you if I didn't know it. And so, therefore, I don't do this for myself. I do it for you. And my desire to share the information that I've gleaned over the years. And so it is up to you, folks. And if you're not a participating listener sponsor, I'm inviting you cordially to become one if you so choose. And Gary, while they may have their pen in their hand, can we give them a phone number, an address, people who want information, who want to order? Can we give them this information now, honey?
Surely.
Okay.
Anyone desiring to order this can contact us either by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-250-3870. Again, that's 1-800-250-3870. Or they can call me on my direct line at area code 801-358-6066.
Okay. And and you do take credit card orders?
Yes, ma'am.
And I know I've ordered before when Chuck first passed away and I didn't have a credit card to use. I gave you a check routing number, and that you people can do it that way too.
Yes, we can take a check by phone or a credit card, whatever is best for them.
Okay, a check by phone or a credit card. Now, a lot of our shortwave listeners do not use credit cards. Some of them don't even have checking accounts. And that's why they listen on shortwave, because they don't listen on the Internet, because they don't have computers. And I guess what we could do is, rather than giving addresses and prices and all of that, I guess they can contact you. But the MSM Plus, I guess maybe it would be a good idea for those that might just want to order and just send a money order in for it.
Okay. The address is, our company's name is Platinum Edge Corporation, and the address is 51 West Center Street, Suite 607. The city is Orem, that's spelled O-R-E-M, Utah, 84057.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the numbers and the address.
Okay.
And if I do something wrong, because sometimes I'm a little dyslexic, you correct me. The toll-free number, 800-250-3870. 250-3870. And direct line is 801-358-6066. And the address is Platinum Edge, 51 West Center Street, Suite 607, Orem, O-R-E-M, Utah, 84057?
That is correct.
84057. And the for a half a pound, it's $19.95, Gary?
That is correct.
Okay, there's no tax on that?
There is no tax. For your out-of-state listeners, if someone is in the state of Utah, I do need to charge them tax.
Oh, okay. Well, they can call you about that if they're in Utah.
Correct.
Okay, and I did tell them that if they wanted to get a case of it, that there's a 25% discount?
That is correct. For a full case of 12 bottles, we will give a 25% discount.
So then it's $14.95.
Correct.
Okay. Per. And the thing is, I wouldn't know, and they wouldn't know about the shipping, because there are shipping costs included.
Yes, the shipping is $9.75, whether it's one bottle or a full case.
You're kidding.
That is all.
One bottle is $9.75 shipping?
Yeah, we use the U.S. Post Office Box flat rate system, and that is $7.75 for the shipping, and then we have a $2 handling charge.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I guess I just didn't notice. It doesn't matter to me. It just seemed kind of high. If somebody, you couldn't just send it regular mail or something, huh? I mean, that really puts the price of a bottle up there, doesn't it, Gary?
You know, that probably would. We could probably send it. See, we've been sending that priority mail, 2-day air. We could probably send it through the Postal Service ground service, and then it would be cheaper.
Okay. I think that might be a good idea to give people choices.
Excellent idea. We will do that.
Okay. So you'd have to find out what that is. Well, here's the thing. They can call you.
Yeah.
And get any whatever information it is that they want. Now, do you want them to request your full line catalog, or do you automatically put it in?
On first orders, we automatically put in an order form and a catalog, a full product catalog.
Oh, good. Okay, on first orders.
And we also put in on first orders for MSM. A copy of the 50-page patent that has been filed on the product.
You put that in a first order?
In a first order. If they want one of those after their first order, we'll be glad to send them one.
For $7.
$7.50.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
But for your listeners, we don't do this for everyone else, but for your listeners, we will put in a free copy on their first order.
Okay, you don't do that all the time.
No, we do not.
Well, I didn't think so. I didn't know that. Well, that's a nice offer, because I've been telling our listeners you will want to get the patent medical study too. Because, see, that was what eventually convinced me, Gary, because I heard a tape first. And all the things this guy said MSM could do, I said, that's BS. You know, there's nothing that can do all these things. And
I know. That was my first reaction.
Was it?
Too.
He sounded like a guy in a diner, you know, like, well, you know, the thing that, that really made me say that was the woman that he was talking about that had been having deep cleaning on her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't working. She was going to have to, I don't know, do something or have them all. I don't know. But anyway, she started taking MSM for headaches. And then the next time she went to her dentist, you know, the gums had the teeth had tightened in the gums. And I said, that's BS. Well, you see, my daughter Jody, when we very first started taking it, had gone through that.
Mm.
And she had, when she came here to live with us, she had been going through that, and he wanted to send her to a specialist, and she couldn't afford it. And she said, Mom, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll just have to let my teeth drop out and get false ones because I can't afford a specialist.
Oh, no.
She had spent so much in dental bills as it was. We were taking 10,000 milligrams a day, Gary. She had a back molar that was loose. And within about 3 weeks, that doggone thing had tightened up in her mouth. And I said, oh, my. But I don't think they mentioned this in the patent medical study, but I heard it on the tape and still didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, again, our own experience with it, you see. And that's, you know, when these girls, my dogs, and I lost one, Tessie. I think I told you she had had a sudden heart attack, but
yes.
But at 9 years old, these are a giant breed. They're Old English Mastiffs, and they have a very short lifespan. The large dogs do, just because they grow so fast in their first year that they actually, instead of 7 years to one of a human, it's 10 years. And so my girls are 90 years old. And there's not a sign of arthritis in their body. In Mariah, there wasn't in Tessie either. Tessie was bigger, and I always knew she was going to be the first to go. And she did, but I had a whole blood profile, or whatever you call it, done on Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
And when he called me, he said, Jackie, it's perfect. Everything is perfect. And when I take her into the vet, they just shake their head.
Mm.
Because she's so gorgeous, and this is a 9-year-old animal that you could take for 4 years old, Gary. And I know they've been getting MSM every single day since they've been puppies. But Jody said, Mom, what's wrong with us? I mean, what? We know why they're in such wonderful health. Why aren't we taking our MSM? and it finally, I'll tell you when I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to get it. Because you were out of touch there for a little while.
I was.
I started getting panicked, and I thought all this time I could have been taking it, and now I'm down to 2 bottles, and now what am I going to do? And then this lung thing, it's in my left lung, and it's flared up a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started taking my MSM, and within about 5 days, when I would cough, I could feel it coming right up from the real deep in my lung, Gary. And I know it was the MSM that did it.
Oh, yes. I have to share you a personal story along that same line. Many years ago, when my wife and I were first married, about 35 years ago, I was going to college and in graduate school and started coughing my first year in graduate school. And I got a really bad lung infection, and I coughed from about October until the following June before it finally cleared up. Of course, I didn't know anything about nutrition in those days. That cough returned every year for the next 20 years. And I had gone to a doctor. I'd had all kinds of shots. I'd had, you know, lung x-rays and everything, trying to find out what was causing this.
Yeah.
And they could not find anything. And yet, it would just tear me apart. I would cough so bad. When I learned about MSM and started taking it, this was, oh, golly, about 12 years ago, I guess, that cough immediately went away, and I have not had that cough come back since.
Yeah, but you take your MSM regularly, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I know.
Wouldn't
it really
be without it.
It does make one wonder. It really makes me question myself, and I still don't know why, that I would be so faithful taking care of my animals and not taking care of my own physical self, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But I am now, and it feels good, and it does other things, too. It does give you energy. I can't take it, like, much past 8 o'clock at night. Now, I've talked to other people who say, oh, gosh, when I take it in the evening, I sleep like a baby. And it doesn't wire me or anything. I'm a night owl by nature anyway, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And if I take my MSM late, forget it. I'm not sleeping that night. Maybe 7 in the morning or something like that, I might doze off. But I guess it must just react differently on different people.
You know, that's the thing right there, Jackie. Each person's body is a chemical factory. And every one of our biochemical factories are unique. And so what works on one person may work totally differently on another person because of our unique biochemical signatures.
Uh-huh. So we just have to feel it out and find out.
That's
so
correct.
I tried to take mine before 8 o'clock at night, my second. And that's another thing that I mentioned to our listeners. They say, I believe this is out of the patent medical study. This is going back, I think I read it in 98, but I don't know. It just really amazed me. They said that every 12 hours, because after 12 hours, your body will throw out what it doesn't need. Of course, it's throwing out to your skin, but so that you want to keep it available, because our body is producing cells all the time, new cells.
Constantly.
And it works at the cellular level to help the body produce healthy, normal cells.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I take MSM every morning and every night, because every 12 hours, like you say, it flushes out of the body.
Do you take, it doesn't keep you awake, huh?
No, I've never found
it. I'm the only person I know that it does, to be honest with you. But, oh, well.
Well, I'm a little unique in that respect. I know, like my brother, if he has, you know, a couple of cups of coffee before bed, he can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do this, but I could chug-a-lug an entire 2-liter bottle of Coke or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper and go right to bed and sleep like it. Caffeine doesn't wake me up at all. So
okay.
MSM doesn't either.
Doesn't do that to you. That would be up to the individual.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And, something else I think would be real beneficial for, I don't know if you have any of them, remember when you were doing a newsletter? The Platinum Edge newsletter?
Yes.
Well, I found one of mine, I've got my whole Platinum Edge file there, and it was a whole thing you did on the cell salts.
I do have that. I'd be glad to give repeat articles of that to anyone that would like it.
That would be great. I was sharing it with our listeners one night, but I didn't get through all of them because I talk so much in between, you know, when a thought strikes me. but it was more fascinating this time than the first time I read it, because I didn't know about cell salts in the first place with all my, nutritional background, but I don't have any formal background. It's been, the self-taught reading and et cetera. But what was fascinating to me is that each of these cell salts has its own little function for different areas of the body.
That is correct.
The bone, the blood, the skin, the this, the that, and each cell salt, one can't replace another. All 12 of them, yes? Are there 12 of them?
There are 12 of them, yes.
And they're all essential.
Completely. And like you say, neither one or none of them can replace the others.
Uh-huh.
All 12 are essential.
Uh-huh.
And, I would be glad to give reprint back copies of that to your listeners who would like to get a copy of it.
All right. If they just request it when they order.
Yes, if they'll request that, we'll send it along.
That's cool.
The cell salts are a homeopathic ingredient, and they really are the secret to making MSM Plus work at the cellular level.
That's what the patent medical study said, that without the cell salts, it cannot work effectively.
That's correct.
In the body. Hey, Gary, didn't it say something about parasites, too?
parasites are an excellent thing to talk about, Jackie. I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, talk about parasites. Didn't it say that MSM eliminates parasites from the body?
It does. And, you know, I do a lot of camping. And when we go up in the mountains, there's always that possibility of contracting Giardia. MSM will prevent Giardia from taking hold of your system.
Giardia is a parasite?
It is. It's the parasite that will cause diarrhea. It is probably the most deadly parasite, for example, after we had the tsunami, you know, a month or 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, I guess, or earthquakes, or any natural disaster where the water can be contaminated. Giardia is the organism that gets in and will cause dehydration through vomiting and diarrhea, which causes death.
Now, we're not talking about a virus or a bacteria.
This one is a protozoa.
A that's a parasite?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and MSM will totally prevent it from having any effect on our body. A whole host of other parasites, both viral and bacterial, MSM will prevent them from causing damage to your body. Are you familiar with travelers who go to other countries and often they're told, don't eat this or don't eat that?
Or don't drink the water?
Yes, or don't drink the water.
Yeah.
That is so common.
You know, when I think of parasites, you know what I think of?
What's that?
Like worms or... A worm, it wouldn't be considered. Well, when people do cleansing, parasite cleansing, they have tales to tell of terrible things that were in their body.
Yes, they are expelled horrendously. Now, there's different kinds of parasites. You're talking about the worms, like roundworms.
I guess.
Hookworms, tapeworms. Those do some horrible things to our body. MSM will help prevent those from taking root. But once you get them, MSM is not going to get rid of them.
Oh.
They're not quite strong enough for that.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, you'll want to take some black walnut hull or... There's a whole host of other types of things that you want to take to get rid of the pinworms, the roundworms, the tapeworms, and so forth. But all of your protozoas, bacteria, viruses, all of that whole cadre of parasites, MSM will not only prevent them, but get rid of it if you do have them.
Gary, a long time ago, didn't they used to worm little children?
Yes, they did.
Pretty regularly. What did they use to worm them?
Primarily, it was a black walnut compound.
Oh.
Black walnut does really good at expelling those worm-type parasites.
Well, how would one know if they had those?
Well, each one will cause a different reaction. For example...
In other words, you'd have some kind of symptom or something?
Yes.
Because I've never done one of those cleansings for parasites.
Our country, today they're not nearly as common as they were back in the days when you and I were little kids.
Uh-huh.
But if you run around outside barefoot...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's the most common way of picking up those kinds of parasites.
Oh, my gosh. I never wear shoes outside, Gary. Oh, my.
Yeah, it is a very easy to pick those parasites up when you go barefoot.
What if you have really tough feet?
It'll probably block most of them. Now, children are the ones that are most susceptible. When you get up to your age and my age, Jackie, our bodies are a lot tougher, and we seem to have an immune system that just attacks things better.
Yes, but I have never done a cleansing for parasites, and I have been a barefoot person all my life, Gary.
You have been very fortunate then.
Well, how do I know I don't have them?
If you're not experiencing symptoms such as, you know, chronic fatigue, a ravenous appetite and yet can't put on any weight, fevers, abdomen.
There's symptoms of them.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
If you've got them, you will have symptoms that you will know about.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't have any symptoms, you're fine.
Okay. Okay. You know what I'd like to do?
Tell me.
I'd like to have you on again, maybe pick a topic and you know, or a couple of topics and on the health, like things you were just talking about. I didn't know this. Well, you know what made me start wondering about it? I found out that Mariah had worms, hookworms.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, gosh, how do you get hookworms? I wonder if I could have them if she's got them. you know.
You can, but you would know the symptoms would be there.
Okay.
In fact, if you would like to do a program specifically on those, I'd love to discuss that with you sometime.
Well, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. We're just about out of our hour here tonight already.
Yes.
And so I want to do this. Folks, I'm going to give you Gary's phone numbers and the address again. You might want to call him. I want to mention, too, Gary, and I've told you this, and I did tell our listeners, but for our listeners who have children, and if they seem to really be coming down with this and this and that, that cocktail that you recommended for Nicole for the children, well, actually, me, remember I called you?
Yes.
And said every time I call they're sick. It just wrenched my heart because they just couldn't stay well. And I do know that there was colostrum in it.
Yes.
We, of course, the MSM, vitamin C, and your vitamin C is in a capsule, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because we would open the vitamin C up and put it right in the shake.
Mm-hmm.
And I think thiamin, I'm not mistaken, one of them didn't taste good at all.
Thiamin doesn't.
And that's an immune booster?
It's in the B complex family, and yes, it is an immune booster.
Okay, it wasn't thiamin, then it was thymus.
Oh, thymus, yes.
That's an immune booster?
It is very much so.
Is that in a capsule, too, and it's kind of tan-colored?
It's tan-colored.
Okay, that was it. That's what doesn't taste good.
Correct.
And it does not, it wants to float. What I would do is I'd put some warm water in the bottom of the glass,
mm-hmm.
and I would get that mixed up first, dissolved, and I made them their shake with, Ovaltine. And
that's good.
We did that for 10 weeks, twice a day. And it's like I told you, it's almost like it has just lasted. Because when they got home, Nicole was working, and they were getting it sometimes, but then they just weren't getting it at all. And they just don't have the kind of illness they were having, Gary. It's like it gave the immune boost, a system a boost,
mm-hmm.
and it kick-started it. And, of course, they take their vitamins and that, but if our listeners call, and I just wanted to remind you of that for their children, it's a wonderful immune kick.
I would be glad to discuss that with your callers.
Great, great. All right, folks, we are out of time, and we're out of our week. We'll be back with you on Monday, and thanks for being here tonight. I'm really glad you are. And, Gary, thank you, and God bless you, honey.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful 4 days till we meet again. And thank you very much. Good night. Good night, Gary.
Good night, Jackie.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at First